We close the show today, as we do every Friday, with a News and Notes snapshot. This week, we check in with Jeff Obafemi Carr. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee, where he writes, acts, and hosts a weekly radio show, Freestyle. Jeff's also a devoted father. He sent us this snapshot from a recent visit he made to the playground.
I've spent hours in sand or stone or rubber mat-filled spaces where faces of all colors on miniature bodies dance around, over, and through each other. Through it all, I've learned that if animated movies, card games, and my million monster voices, including the evil sorcerer,
the giant elephant,
and the old jazz cat fail, one thing is guaranteed hit: the playground. On the playground, kids get to run over everything. And as an added bonus, they wear themselves out and are usually conked out by the time you get them home. So a couple of weeks ago, I was at it again, just another day at the playground. It was, by and large, business as usual. A bunch of little bodies with large heads playing fiercely, climbing up ladders, swinging on monkey bars, sliding down slides and trying to walk back up. Remember when that was the biggest deal in the world? Then some big old kid, as the parents quickly nicknamed the perpetrator, slid down the slide into the back of one of the little girls. Everything stopped as she emptied her lungs in one spine-chilling, distorted strum of her vocal cords. I saw a white woman and black woman, the parents of the two kids, making a beeline towards the middle of the melee. The preacher in me rose and moved to intercept these two opposing forces before their point of contact set off an atomic reaction. Just before we all reached the scene, as the crying was soaring into the heard-by-dogs-only frequency, we heard something from the mouth of the big old kid that stopped all the grown folks in their tracks. "I'm sorry," he said, dusting his shoe prints off the back of the little girl's shirt. No sooner had he said it, the whole playground came back to life, and everything was back to normal. I was jealous. Here were these kids, different shades and shapes, and they had the nerve to get along with each other, drawn together by one common purpose only, to play. I wanted in that instant to own that quality, to be a member of their club, to be just like them. So I decided that's exactly what I would do. One night, I put on my sneakers and sweatpants and my baseball cap, and I went to the playground. As I approached the twisted metal wood plastic kingdom, my breath was shortened. I was alone. The park was closed. For the first time since I was 10, I went to the playground to, well, play. I climbed the rock wall, tried my best to make my 6 feet and 2 inches hang from the monkey bars, and slid down that slide. And yes, I even walked up backwards. The next morning, I sat in a healing muscle mineral bath and reflected on the night's escapade. Yeah, it was silly. But I did relearn that the most important lessons we absorb come from our childhood. Feel free. Use your imagination. Have fun. Be polite. Get along. And if you hurt someone, say I'm sorry. When did we grown-ups forget those things? From now on, I'm going to try to hold on to the notion that we can all indeed get along. And before I drag my grown behind out of the safe confines of my house to the playground again in the middle of the night, maybe I'll call some friends and enemies and ask them if they want to come along and play.
That was Jeff Obafemi Carr with this week's Snapshot. Jeff lives in Nashville, Tennessee, where he writes, acts, and hosts a weekly radio show, Freestyle. He joined us from Spotland Productions. That's News and Notes. Thanks for being with us. Nicole Childers and Christabel Nsiabwade produced the show. Corey Turner and Anthea Raymond edit. Taylor Brittany Ford is our director. The technical director is Sherry Hendrickson. Shireen Strasberg is our drive engineer. The staff includes Janae Darden, Gary Dauphin, Roy Hurst, and Christopher Johnson. To listen online, subscribe to our podcast, or to check out our blog, visit us at npr.org/newsandnotes. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Tony Cox. Farai Chidea returns on Monday. This is News and Notes.